Hi developers, I'm Hossam Dillaei, Microsoft MVP. In this video, we'll learn how to send an authenticated POST request from our Xamarin Forms application to an ASP.NET identity project. Sending an authenticated HTTP request means that we'll add the access token to the headers of the HTTP client object that we'll be sending to our ASP.NET project. Remember how we did do that in the first video of this series? So in Postman, we said here that we want to send a POST request to this URL. And from here, we have sent our IDEA JSON object with the title, description, and category. And we said that it's a JSON object by specifying that from here. Then we go to the headers, and from the headers we have added a header called authorization. With that header we have specified that we want to add an access token which is of type bearer right here. Then we wrote that access token. Then we have sent that request to our web service. The goal of this video is to create the same request but from C# in Xamarin Forms and using HTTP client library. So here we have started a project called Cheap Ideas, in which we have started this project and explained how it works, and we have explained also all the code involved in this project in the previous videos. If you wanna take a look at the code plus the videos, then you can go to the GitHub repo, Hossam Dillaei right here. You go to the project Cheap Ideas, and from here you can find all the code samples. Then you can find all the links for all the organized videos. So for the first video, we have explained how OAuth works with ASP.NET identity, then how to do sign up, then login. Then we have also explained how to invoke or how to create a GET request to that web service. Here, after the GET, we'll create the POST. So let's do that. So here I'm inside Visual Studio 2017. Of course, here you can use either Xamarin Studio or Visual Studio for Mac. So right here, I have my mobile projects, which is a Xamarin Forms application, and I do also have my web project. In my web project, from here, I do have my controller that I have created, which is called IDEAS Controller. IDEAS Controller is a simple controller that manages my list of controllers through IDEAS context. This controller have the getIdeas method, which will return all the ideas, and some other methods for returning only one idea, for changing the title or the description of the idea, post idea. Here we'll create a new idea and store it inside our database. How it works? So the web service expects to get an idea, then validates its properties. Then it will look for the user authenticated or the user that created that idea, and here it can know the user because this web service is protected through the attribute authorize. Authorize here means that the user who want to add a new idea or to send a new idea to the server have to be authorized. For that we have used the authorization header with Postman. Here this access token is unique for each user in my system. So when I do authorize right here, then I'm sure that I can get the user entity and get his identity and user ID, so that I can know who's the user that sent this request. Then I get his ID and associate it with my IDEA user ID. Here to take a look at the IDEA object, here it's an object that have a title, description, category, and ID for the IDEA and user ID to get a reference to the user who have created that IDEA. Cool, so it will add that IDEA to the database through the object db, which is the ideas context, then save the changes, and then return the result. Let's try to invoke this web service from Xamarin Forms application. So let's go to here, to my Xamarin Forms application, and here I have defined already the pages for doing registration for a new user, login to get an access token. And then we have registered that access token in the settings of my application. I have also created an ideas page where here I'll go and display all the list of the ideas. Those go with their own view models. So here I'm using the MVVM design pattern. And with those design models will communicate with the web services using the API services class. So this class is the main class in my project, where here we do have all the methods for registering a new user, login user, and this method login, it's the method that will return us the access token. Then we have also implemented get ideas async, which will return all the ideas from our system. Now we'll add the post feature in our application. For that, here I'll add another method for posting a new idea. Then step two, I'll go and add the view model that will manage adding a new idea. And third step will be adding a new page for adding a new idea. So let's start by the first step, and let's here implement the method that will call our web service. It should be a public method. It should be async, of course, because we'll be using HTTP client library, which is an asynchronous library. This will return a task. Then let's call it post idea async. Post idea async, in order to post an idea, we have to get that idea we want to post. So we pass that idea as a parameter. Then with that idea, because here our web service is protected, so we need to pass also the access token. So we pass a second parameter, which will be the access token. After that, we'll go and create our HTTP client object. HTTP client. To that client will embed the access token to the headers of that client, and that's the equivalent of doing that right from here. So we need to access the authorization header of our HTTP client. We can do that by going right here, client.defaultRequestHeaders, and here we do have a header for authorization. So we'll use that and say equal new authentication header value. To this we have it accepts two parameters. The first one is the schema, and here it's the type of our access token. Remember that here in Postman we have specified that the type is of type bearer. So the same here, we'll specify that it's a bearer. Then the second parameter will be our access token. So with this line of code, you have specified here the authorization. Now let's add the content to the body of the request. For that here, I get this idea and transform it into a JSON object. I can do that by using JSON convert, which is inside the JSON.NET library, and say JSON convert.serializeObject. Here I want to serialize that idea in order to transform a .NET object into a JSON object. You see here that the variable JSON is of type string. Great. Now we'll go and create an HTTP content and put that JSON inside the content in order to send it through the HTTP client. So we'll create the content equal new. Here the content is we want to put JSON inside the content, so we need to use or to choose a string content, because you see here we have some many options for the content. If you want to send stream, bytes, and so on, here I'll choose string. I'll put that JSON inside the string. Then I need to specify, as we did here, the content type, because here we did that automatically in Postman. We have just selected JSON applications slash JSON, and the way to do that in C Sharp with the HTTP client is saying that your HTTP content should have headers with content type equal new media type header value, and here you say it's of type application slash JSON. Great, so now we have specified the body of our request and the headers. Now we still have to specify that we want to send a post and to this URL. Cool, we can do that through the client object. So we say client.post. Here I want to send a post request. This post request will be sent to the first parameter here is the request URI. And here I'll get that URL, which is the localhost. Here I'm testing on localhost. I get that from a class called constants. Oops. My class. Oops, I don't have that here. So I'll just go and copy the URL right here. So this is the URL of my web service. Added to it the URL for accessing my controller, because here in my controller I should add that IPI slash IDS in order to access this post. Cool. The second parameter will be the content. So here we are sending a post request to this URL, and we send with it our content, which is the JSON object for the idea. This is an asynchronous method, post async, so we need to use the keywords await. Then we'll get a response from the service. For now, I won't use that response, but of course, you can use it to say if response success is done successfully, then you want to show a message for your user saying that the idea was added successfully. But here, for the brevity of the code, I just keep it like this. So this is the step one. We have implemented the web service that will communicate, or we have implemented the method that will communicate with our web service. Now let's add another view model that will use this method to bind it to our user interface. So let's go to view models, add a new class, let's call it add a new idea view model. A view model is a public class. And here for adding a new idea, I'll show or I'll display a form for my user where he can type the title of the idea. So I'll use first property of type string, call it title, and a second a property for getting the description, and a third property also of type string for the category of my idea. Okay, so here remember that idea have those three values: title, description, and category. Here I have skipped the ID, because here the ID will be auto incremented inside the server, Entity framework will do that and will set it automatically. And then the user ID will be also set from our controller, because remember in our controller we added that line of code that take the idea and change its user ID to the user ID of the current user. So it knows his real user ID, then it will set it up. So we don't need to change that inside our user interface or from our Xamarin application. Cool. So now the user enters the three values for the title, description, and category. Then he will have to click a button to send those ideas to the web servers. Clicking a button, here we are using MVVM, so we'll bind that click to an I command. So we say here we do have a public property of a command, and we'll call it add command. The command add, it will have a getter. That getter will return a new command, and this command all it will do is that it will call our API services. So for that, I'll go and create a new instance of my API services right here. API services, call it API services equal a new API services, and then use that API services to call our post idea async. So then here we need to pass the first parameter, which is the idea. Here we do have the title, description, and category for the idea, so we'll create a new idea using those three values typed by the user. Let's say equal new idea. This idea will take its values like the title from the title typed by the user. Oops, should be the title. And the same thing for the description and category. Description equal a new description or equal description, then category equal category. Cool. Now we pass that idea to our post ideas async, and the second parameter should be the access token that we have already registered in our application. Remember, we have registered that access token from within the login view model, where here the login will return that access token. Then we did have registered it inside the settings.token. We have created that static properties for registering the access token using the xam.plugin.settings, which is available as a NuGet package. So we did have registered it, so it will persist in our application. Even if I restart the application, the value of that access token will still register it in my application. So I can access it right from here, saying settings dot access token. Cool. So post ideas is an asynchronous method, so we need to use the await async keywords with a lambda expression. And here we go. This is the step number two. We have created the view model. Now we need to consume this view model from our view. So let's do that, and let's create a new view from our views folder. Go add new item. Right from here, I'll choose cross platform, forms blank content page XAML. And here, call this one add a new idea page. This page will be bound, or it will use the view model. For that, we need to set the binding context through saying that we want the content page to be bound to our view models. Here we'll use add new ideas view model. Let's copy that. Then right from here, I'll just Here I'm using ReSharper, which is a great extension that helped me coding faster. You see that here it suggests for me to add that namespace automatically. Not here when I click this one, it will add that namespace automatically for me, so I don't have to type all this one. Cool. Now we have bound that to add the new idea view model. The next step is to add that form where the user can type the title, description, and category of his idea. We'll put those one inside a stack layout and we'll add a first entry. The first entry, it will be bound to the title. Okay, so here we want the user, we expect the user to type the title of his idea. We'll add a second and third entries for typing the description or for also typing the category of his idea. Once he has done that, then he will press the button. That button will be bound to, whenever it's clicked, it will execute the add command. That button should have a text, add new idea. Cool. So now I have achieved step number three, but here we do have a small problem, is that how I can go to the add new page idea. So I'll create another button from the ideas page right from here. Whenever it's clicked, it will navigate to the add new idea page. Let's create that button. Let's type a text in it to say new idea. And whenever it's clicked, it will execute this method that will call it go to new idea. Go to a new idea page, then click tab, and right from here, because I'm using ReSharper, I get lots of questions about ReSharper. Here it will also rename this event handler from my XAML code. So I only give it one name, then here it will change that even in my XAML code. This button will use the navigation to navigate to the add new page. For that we'll use navigation dot push async, then say we want to go to add new idea page. It's an asynchronous method, so it's better to use the await async keyword. And note here, from the event handlers, we didn't change this void type to be a task, because that's not a good idea. So we do change to task in all the methods except the event handlers. We can allow it to be void, okay, and that's go well with the async award await right here. Cool. So now let's run our application and see it in action. For that, here make sure that you start both your client application, which here I have chosen to run the Windows project, and at the same time you run your web project, because your web project should be listening to all the requests coming from the application. To do that, I'll go to the solution and here set startup projects. Choose here multiple startup projects, and here you set your UWP project to start, and the same for your web project, set it to start. We don't need to start the other projects, so we keep it none. Then in the configuration properties, make sure also you do have the checkbox checked for the UWP project for build and deploy. Both should be checked. The same thing for the web project. The build should be checked. Okay? Cool. Now let's run. And let's add some breakpoints to make sure that our application runs the way we want it. So let's add first breakpoint inside the command right here. And another breakpoint inside the post async right here. So here we can get all the ideas that will hit some other breakpoints. Here we go. So here you ha we have four ideas. We'll get now we'll create a fifth idea. Let's say new idea. And here I'll give a name to my idea inside this add a new idea page. So let's say Blinkist, for example. The description 10 minutes book summary, and then category. Let's say this is for category education. Add the new idea. So here we hit that command that will be executed and each time we click the add the new idea button. Now we hit the controller sending our idea, which here we can see it. So we are sending the idea with the title, description, and category. And here ID and user ID are still 0 and null, their default values. But after getting the user ID of the current user, right here, we change the user ID of that with that idea, then we'll add it to the database. Hit continue, and now the idea is added to my user interface. Note here that I didn't show any message or any indication that the idea was added successfully. And as I said here, to just keep the code simple, but of course, you should add a message or a dialog box or even a toast saying that the idea was added successfully so that the user could be sure that his idea that the program runs successfully. We go back to the list of all the ideas and now let's try to invoke get all ideas again, which will refresh the page and call the web service again for getting all the list of the ideas. And here we see that our idea was added successfully. Great. So I hope this sample was helpful for you and will help you to create authenticated web services and invoke them from here we saw Xamarin, but the same applies for Xamarin for Android, Xamarin for iOS, for WF applications, for even ASP.NET client applications. And again, if you want to take a look at the code, don't forget you can get that from my GitHub account right here with all the useful links for the videos explaining how we can implement authenticated web services using Xamarin and ASP.NET. So thank you for watching.